Scientists have long noticed that deer are chewing their way across Wisconsin forests. A team led by UW-Madison botany professor Don Waller decided to see how much damage is being done to other species. The researchers revisited 62 sites in northern Wisconsin and Michigan that scientists had studied in the 1950s to see how much forest land had changed. Then Waller and others examined plant communities inside and outside 17 exclosures, fenced-in lots that let smaller animals in but keep deer out. Waller says outside the fences, there have been major declines in many wildflowers.
The trilliums, the orchids, lobeliads, and things that most people enjoy seeing in the forest, what's increased have been grasses and sedges and some ferns and weedy plants.
Deer tend not to eat those latter species, or those plants resprout quickly. Waller concludes at least 40% of the change in species is due to deer.
We asked, does that change across the fence correspond to the changes we've seen across the whole region over 60 years? This is what shocked us, that such a high proportion, at least 40%, of the overall changes in species abundance in the forest understory appear to be due directly to the effects of deer.
Waller says where deer have caused less regrowth of trees, there could be a link to decline in forest songbirds and harm to the soil. Waller hunts deer and is not anti-hunting, but he recommends a change in deer management in Wisconsin.
My big message for policymakers is that we should follow some other states, like Pennsylvania, in basing our deer management on the habitat conditions that the deer are existing in. If those habitat conditions are deteriorating, that's a clear signal that we should back off on the density of deer that we're trying to maintain.
Waller says instead of leaving deer populations down in Wisconsin after last year's harsh winter and letting plant communities recover, the state DNR instead banned hunting of antlerless deer in many northern counties, a move that should soon boost the number of deer. Waller says Wisconsin forests are resilient but have a limit. The deer browse study is published in the journal PLOS One. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.